Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back. It is a jam-packed Friday edition of JJ After Dark. It's John Jastrzemski right here on The Fan. And joining the show is NFL insider, the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights that sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. What's happening, Michael Irvin? Long time no speak. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. Hey, listen, everything is all good. We've gotten through a great football season. Went all the way to the championship games, and COVID didn't stop us. Knock on wood, not yet. So everything's great.
Amen to that, Michael. I mean, there were so many days, man. I think back to like May and June when I'm doing shows for my apartment here in Brooklyn where I'm wondering, holy smokes, how in the world is the NFL going to find a way to get through this year? And Michael, I think it's fair to say if they can get through this year, they can get through any year, bro. I mean, let's be honest, dude. If they can get through this mess of COVID, they can get through anything.
Right. Anything. And honestly, let's speak to this too now, because it was for a while there, especially when you talk about May, June, July. I was like, oh my God, are we going to have any football really? Like when you were seeing what was going on, the NBA in a bubble, the NFL's not going to bubble up. There's no way they're going to make it through a season. Everybody said there was no way, but they did. And thank God they did. And I think it's a great lesson for all of us that we got to keep moving forward and keep trying to make things happen. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what's the results of all of it this weekend. And you know how they talk about will the winner or this Super Bowl have an asterisk by it? Yes, it will. But the asterisk will stand for a much more difficult situation than before. Usually the asterisk stands for there was some considerations made here, but this asterisk would be a much more difficult situation winning a Super Bowl this year than before.
And Michael, how awesome are these games? I mean, you can make a case for all four of these teams to go and win the Super Bowl. Buffalo's live. Kansas City got Mahomes. Then you got Brady and Rodgers on the other side. I mean, these are two awesome, absolutely awesome championship games. They really are.
And what makes them great like that, JJ? What makes them great are the stories around them. That's what you're talking about. We can dive into any one of these stories, and they'll all be great. Buffalo gets there. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? Buffalo has been there for a while. Will they get their first Super Bowl after going to 4 in a row and not winning any? You know what I mean? Kansas City, this young dude was an offsides away from going to 3 Super Bowls in his first 3 years of starting. If he gets back to this Super Bowl, are you joking? Are all sides away of Patrick Mahomes get back to the Super Bowl? And, of course, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady on the other side is just phenomenal. And I believe out of all the stories, the top story has to be Tom Brady getting the Bucs. If he can get the Bucs to a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, we can shut it down. All conversations about who's the greatest and will Tom system this, all of that, shut it down. Everybody shut up. It's over if Tom Brady can do it.
14 trips to the title game. Now he does it in a different uniform. Michael, when did it come to a point for you where you no longer were surprised, despite the age for Tom Brady, that he was still able to churn and still able to win? Like, when did that point, was it a couple of years ago? Was it after the Atlanta game? Like, when was the moment you, like, officially said, all right, I'm done questioning or doubting this guy ever again?
Well, for all of us, that moment had to come this year. What I mean by that is everything we've seen Tom do in New England, we always knew, oh, Tom's great. Tom's doing things in New England. He's a system quarterback. So we limited his credit. We gave it to the system. We gave it to Belichick. This is a standout, and this is a step out and a standout. Like, no, I'm doing this. I went to a totally different team and took that team. I gave that team the discipline. I gave that team the knowledge. I gave them what they need to play championship football. And that's a phenomenal. A lot of those guys, you know, they had a lot of guys they had in Tampa. They had them last year. They couldn't even make the playoffs. I know it was Jameis Winston. I know it was doing Jameis Winston and all of that. But I think this is an incredible, incredible turnaround.
We got the Hall of Famer, the playmaker, the great Michael Irvin. He joins us here on a Football Friday right here on The Fan. And listen, on the other side, Michael, I think the best thing the Green Bay Packers ever could have done is piss off and tick off Aaron Rodgers by taking a quarterback in the first round. Because, listen, he's an all-time great. Last year, you wondered, even though they were winning games, he didn't look like vintage, dominant Rodgers. They take a quarterback in the first round. This is one of his best statistical years. Now, as you look at Green Bay taking on Tampa, Packers have been money at home. The Packers playing in a cold weather environment, that's going to help them. If Tampa's going to go on the road and win this game, what's the biggest key, in your opinion, for the Buccaneers?
Oh, my God. If they could do anything, I'm not saying duplicate it. I'm not saying recreate it. I'm just saying come anywhere near it, just close to what they did in week 6. They held Aaron Jones to 15 yards rushing. They held the big three down, Devontae Adams, only 61 yards. And then Aaron Rodgers had 2 interceptions and a 35 passer rating with 0 touchdowns. You're not going to duplicate that. You're not going to. But just come somewhat near and add the now Tom Brady to that team, and they got a shot at walking out of Lambeau and walking right back into the Super Bowl with Tom and playing at their home stadium for that Super Bowl. It is absolutely a possibility.
Michael, you know a thing or two about playmakers. No Antonio Brown. So if you're Green Bay in that secondary, if there's one guy you would zone in on and zero in on, Evans, Godwin, Gronk, whoever, who is the one guy, Michael Irvin, you're not letting beat you if you're the Green Bay defense?
Especially without Antonio Brown, why did the Saints have such success against the Buccaneers? You know why? Because Marshon Lattimore was able to take out Mike Evans. And I thought with Antonio Brown, that would be the kicker in the difference. Actually, in the third match, the running was the difference for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, so you're asking me if I'm Green Bay, I'm trying to take out Mike Evans. Because I watched those first 2 games, the Saints dominated the Bucs, and they took out Mike Evans. I would take Mike Evans out.
Michael, you've played in plenty of rematches over the years, in regular season, going into the postseason. These teams played, it felt like another lifetime ago. Buffalo played at home against Kansas City, was a Monday game, COVID year, wacky. Tampa played in 80-degree temperatures against Green Bay. I'm curious, how much stock do you put in what we saw the first time around? And when you were going into these type of situations, if it was a rematch with San Fran, if it was a rematch with Green Bay, how much emphasis did you guys put on what you saw the first time you played that team?
Well, when it's just a rematch, that's one thing, because you saw them once. But when it's a three match, that's another, when you saw them three times. And I tried to tell them dudes on that set, JJ, I tried to tell them, buddy, I said, it's hard to beat a team three times. Late in my career, we played the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals hadn't won a playoff game in 51 years. 51 years. We beat them twice that season. We beat them by margins. You know, I think we had the highest margin, like was 30-some points. Saints beating Tampa, their margin was the only one above ours. They beat Tampa over the last two games by 40 points. I told them, I said, Tampa's going to win this game against the Saints. It's so hard. It's hard to set your mind to beat a team three times. You know what I mean? Because every time you look at them, you say, man, we demolished this team. And they're over there saying, oh, my God, we can't let this happen again. I knew Tampa was going to win that game. Now, a rematch is different. A rematch is different because you only played them once. Now, Tampa dominated in that game. You know, Green Bay scored 10, then Tampa scored 38 straight. They dominated in that game. So when you come off a dominating game, but one game, you feel comfortable, but you still don't feel secure, and you know it's the playoffs, and that weather in Green Bay is going to be something. So it should be a great game.
Michael, in the AFC, and I know Mahomes is coming off the concussion. We all knew he was going to play. Thank heavens everything checks out. Both of those quarterbacks are going to put up points.
Man,
I mean, with Buffalo and what they got, Kansas City and what they got, they're going to score. I ask you this right now, Michael Irvin. If somebody's got to run out the clock over the final 4 or 5 minutes, who's got a better chance of doing that? Is that the Chiefs with a lead, or is it the Buffalo Bills with the lead?
Well, both of those teams can give you some issues in what you call a 4-minute drive, because what you're trying to do is milk the clock, and if you do stop them, you have the right play call for the play they have called. They have an ability, both the quarterback, to scramble out and make some plays, and that's what gets you in trouble. So, but if you ask me, which one would I have to take? I have to go with the champs. I would have to go with the champs because they've gotten so much practice lately at that exact thing. Everybody's stopping the big play, and now we just want you to drive this ball down the field slowly. And they've been able to do that and come away with wins. They haven't blown people out late in the season, but they still came away with wins.
Well, Michael, how in the world do you guard Kansas City with Hill and with Kelce? I mean, those guys are so good.
Right.
You saw it on that Hill play on the fourth down. They trusted Chad Henne. I loved it. Andy said, YOLO, baby. I'm going for the win. I won a Super Bowl. I'm coaching for the win. I'm playing for the win. And did so with a backup quarterback. But if you had to focus on one of those two guys, Michael, who would you focus on more? Kelce and trying to take him away? Hill and trying to take him away?
You got to take Hill away. You got to make Kelce walk down the field with you. Kelce can't beat you in a blink. He'll beat you over time. Tyreek Hill, the most feared man in the National Football League, he'll beat you in a blink. A blink. You don't want the game over in a blink. Dude, they call this dude Cheetah. Dude, do so fast. Oh, my God. He's so incredible. But I always say this too, buddy. I always say it's much more difficult to start to stop a great tight end and wide receiver than it is two great wide receivers. Because you could do so many things. You could put both of those guys on the same side. And if you're trying to double the wide receiver, that means you got a linebacker on the tight end, Travis Kelce. And Travis Kelce just does damage.
We got the playmaker, Michael Irvin. He joins us here for his weekly spot on the Fan. Michael, I got a whole lot of fired up Jet fans texting me left and right about Robert Saleh getting this gig. What was your take on what you saw from him yesterday? You think he's the real deal? You like his chances of being a good NFL head coach?
Yeah, I do think Kusala's going to be a great coach. You know, I even thought, because I like listening to those speeches. I like Dan Campbell's speech the other day in Detroit. You know, I know you heard that when you said, listen, we're going to be a tough team. We're going to bite kneecaps off if we're down. I was just like, okay. You know, I like those kinds of coaches that you that shows you the kind of team we're going to be, the direction that we're headed. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's happening, what will happen with Coach Sala in New York.
Are the Texans actually going to find a way to screw up this relationship with Deshaun Watson?
They actually have found a way.
Isn't that amazing? But Michael, my one caveat to that, though, he's under contract. As much as I love Watson, I think he's a top five player in the sport. Don't you go and hire the coach he wants, try to sing Kumbaya and make it right by next September?
And I don't understand why you don't do exactly that. And I don't understand why you had to be pushed or whatever to go talk to Eric Bieniemy when you see Patrick Mahomes and you, Houston. I would say after Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson is the closest thing we have to him. You know what I mean? Same skill set, strong arm, and ability to do a lot of those same things. Why would you not say, I want that system for this kid too? Why would you not think he would be excited to play in that system? He sees what Patrick Mahomes is doing over there. So, yeah, I just don't understand that. I do not understand it. I know it's part of the old way. It's part of the old way where you don't give any credence to the athletes to make the decisions. But LeBron James has changed a lot of that. And these guys are more aware of their ability and their power within an organization, and they're exercising those powers.
Michael, you know I'm a Dolphins guy. I didn't love the way the season ended against the Bills, but like this, like read, react, rush to judgment on Tua, I think is absurd. Now listen, if they got a chance to go get Deshaun Watson, he's one of the three or four best quarterbacks in the league. I think 90% of the teams should try and go and get Deshaun Watson, but in general, should I feel good about where Tua is at after 1 year after the surgery? Should I be concerned? They clearly got to get more talent around them. Where do you stand on Tua after watching him for about 10 games in the league?
Listen, I think Tua is going to be fine. I think he's going to be fine. You know, so all that people are talking about, all of that, I don't know if for Miami. If you can get Deshaun Watson, you get Deshaun Watson. But Coach Flores is doing a great job in Miami. He's got that thing set up to explode in great ways. I loved what he did this year. I thought he was Coach of the Year, the way he handled bringing along Tua and dealing with a team that's much better than they thought that team would be. It was a brilliant job by him. So if you can get Deshaun Watson, it's hard to say don't get Deshaun Watson. But I think Tua is coming along fine.
Who's the receiver I want, Michael Irvin? Devontae Smith or Chase at LSU? I'll take either one. But who is the guy that you think could go and transform that offense?
Oh, and that's another good one right there. But now in today's offense, you need a top speed guy. You need that top speed guy. And Devontae Smith is that top speed guy. As long as everybody understands, Devontae Smith is not going to tear up the NFL like he tore up college. And yes, he has great talent and great ability, but he also had great design in college. Those touchdowns were on simple reverse motions, you know, going across the field one way and then turn around, sprint across the other, then sprint to the goal line and just a one-yard touchdown here and there. Same thing Jerry Rice did. Same thing Devontae Adams did the other day to Patrick Ramsey in the game. So we're going to get a lot of those, but he won't get as many of them as he has in college because they'll bump that. When they'll see him going in motion, they'll tell that other corner, you take him. They'll bump that other corner out so he's already over there and put a stop to it. They'll design something better for that design than they had in college.
Michael, final one. Appreciate the time as always. Who's winning these games on Sunday? You got the Bucs and the Packers. You got the Chiefs and the Bills. Who's playing down in Tampa in 2 weeks?
Man, and any one of them will be a great combination and a great story. But the best story, I believe, will be the young GOAT versus the old GOAT.
I like it. I like it, Michael Irvin. I knew we were kindred spirits, baby. You like a good storyline. And you listen, Old GOAT, new GOAT, Mahomes, Brady. And Michael, how crazy is it? We've never had a team, home team, go and play in their home stadium in the Super Bowl. Might as well happen this year, right?
Right. It'll be the first time, and it's Tom Brady. It's insane. It's insane to add that to his resume of six rings. Are you joking? Are you joking? Well, my seventh came when I left and went to a new team, and we won in the home stadium on the COVID year. Are you joking to put that on his resume towards the end? Now, Peyton Manning may have had something here. Peyton Manning, even though Peyton only has two, Peyton could say, I went to another whole situation and took them to the Super Bowl. And he could have said, that's the one that I have over Tom. Tom saying, hold up, wait a minute. Let me put my foot in it. And that's what he's about to do, put his foot in the only hole that Peyton had on him by taking Tampa to a Super Bowl. It would be insane.
My main man, Michael Irvin, NFL Network, NFL Insider. Michael, you're always the best, man. You fire me up, man. I mean, me and you together on the golf course, I mean, that's energy up the wazoo, bro. So at some point we make that happen. Enjoy the warm weather. Keep killing it, man. Enjoy the Super Bowl, all right?
All right, buddy. Appreciate you taking the time.
That's the best. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, the Hall of Famer. We're back. More championship game reaction. Got a lot more of your calls to get to. It's JJ After Dark right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.